Police are seeing an increase in thefts this year compared to last year, which the police chief attributes to a worsening financial situation for some residents. The Moose Jaw Police Service presented crime statistics for the first 3 months of this year during the recent Board of Police Commissioners meeting. One part of the report looked at crimes against property and other offenses. Crimes against property, thefts and mischief, property damage, were two areas that saw notable increases during the first quarter of this year, the report said. The data for 2023, 2022 and 2021 show break-ins, business, residence, other, 54, 51 83rds. Motor vehicle theft. November 17, 13. Theft over $5,000 to 9, 3 quarters. 200% increase year over year. Theft under $5,000 to 205, 166, 140ths. 23.5% increase year over year. Arson. 0, 4 quarters. Mischief. Property damage. 59, 44 81sts. 34% increase year over year. Total, 448, 383, 424ths, 17% increase. Most thefts under $5,000 are due to shoplifting and people stealing bikes, Chief Rick Barassa said. Meanwhile, it's not unusual to see an increase in thefts and assaults right now since those actions reflect some people's current negative financial realities. Other offenses. The data for 2023, 2022 and 2021 for other offenses show impaired driving, 20, 28 20ths. Threats under section 810 to 13, 22 13ths. Domestic disputes, November 27, 45. Provincial liquor infractions, 24, 31 35ths. Vehicle collisions over $1,000 to 52, 85, 60 seconds. Summary offense tickets, 503, 337, 523rds, 49.3% increase. Drugs, cocaine, marijuana, meth, other, the 9th of November 19. Meanwhile, there have been 4,295 service calls year to date, compared to 3,791 last year and 3,495 2 years ago. This represents a 13.3% year-over-year increase. Drug issues. SUPT. Taylor Mickleborough discussed the other CDSA drugs category that had increased by 600% year-over-year, 7 incidents from 1, noting 1 incident was incorrectly added, 2 were due to vehicle stops and 4 occurred because of investigations. He noted that these types of investigations come in flurries, when officers are collecting information, while the data is on par with 2021, which had 6 drug busts year to date. He wasn't concerned about the differences in numbers this year versus 2022 because of ongoing investigations and when officers reported their findings. I know that our officers, whether they're frontline patrol members or other positions, are being very diligent to look for signs of drug trafficking, he added. And I can tell you our detective unit is working very hard to talk to people, see what's going on in the community and do our best to provide some enforcement. Traffic enforcement. The police service has little data about vehicle collisions because it only responds to incidents where towing is required or a criminal offense occurred, Barassa said. The whole focus on traffic enforcement is to enhance safety on our roads, he continued. Meanwhile, the number of service calls shows that police continue to be quite busy, while most incidents are for social issues and thus require partnerships with other community agencies such as health and social services, Barassa added. The MJPS is not at a breaking point, even though its members are handling more requests. The next police board meeting is Thursday, May 11 at 7 p.m. at the library.